The seventh chapter of the book of St. Matthew, the seventh chapter of the book of St. Matthews. Begin reading at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and do them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. I want to talk to you this morning from the theme being steadfast when the chips are down. Some time ago, I used this particular title, but I have a complete new word for you. Being steadfast when the chips are down. On last Sunday, I spoke to you from the theme, the courage not to be discouraged. The devil knows how to discourage us. Discouragement is the devil's major weapon in keeping us down and killing our spirit of hope and self-confidence. Discouragement can put doubt in your life that you are not going to make it. It can make you feel like even giving up and throwing in the towel. Anybody know anything about discouragement? The devil wants you to give up and stop trusting God when the chips are down in your life. You know what I'm talking about when I say when the chips are down. When the chips are down means that you are not doing well. It means that things are not as well as they used to be. That things are not going well in your life. That there's a downtime. That you are going through a period of hardship and a period of struggling. When the chips are down, it's a low tide and a low point in your life. It's perhaps somebody here today know what I'm talking about. That you're not at that high point in your life that you used to be. You don't have that sense of joy, that sense of peace, that sense of excitement and enthusiasm because the chips are down. And let no one fool you. There are things that can get us down. Can I get a witness? Amen, amen. You got to constantly stay prayed up. Can I get a witness? When the chips are down. And the devil, amen, knows how to maneuver when the chips are down. Matter of fact, sometimes it looked like when the chips are down, everything gets down. We all, at some point in time, have experienced chips being down in our lives. In life, some rain must fall. In life, it's not going to always be a picture of roses. We're not always going to have sunshiny days all the time. There are going to be sometimes rainy and stormy days in our lives. And I don't know about you, but my concern is how we handle rainy and stormy days in our lives. Somebody here today need to become a witness, amen, because you got some friends who have the chips down in their lives. You have some family members who are going through a period of darkness, a period of rain and storm. And let me tell you, you don't know how to encourage others if you don't know how to encourage yourself. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If you can't handle, amen, when the chips are down, you're not able to help somebody else get through that time in their lives. Let me say this to you, because the devil, amen, doesn't want us to know how to handle when the chips are down. Can I get a witness? And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you don't handle the sunlight in your life, if you don't know how to praise God when things are going well, if you don't know how to give God glory and give God honor when things are going well, if you don't know how to come to church when things are going well, if you don't know how to pray and give God glory and honor when things are going well, you're not going to know how to handle when things are not going well. Somebody ought to say amen. It's not easy trying to preach to people when the chips are down. It's not easy preaching to people and trying to get an amen out of folks who have come to church with their head hung down. Not easy telling folks to serve God when they feel down in the spirit. Not easy to get people to praise God when they just had a bad fight before they came to church. Y'all hear me today? Not easy trying to get people to go ahead and glorify God when their body is aching and they got a pain here and a pain there. I come to tell you, you better learn how to shout when you're happy. You better learn how to shout when the sun is shining. You better learn how to praise God when everything is in order. Because if you don't know how to praise Him when the chips are not down, the devil sure enough going to keep you from praising Him when the chips are down. Somebody hear me today. Oh, brothers and sisters, when the chips are down, God wants us to be steadfast when the chips are down. And let me tell you, we need some steadfast mothers, steadfast fathers, steadfast deacons, steadfast trustees, steadfast, amen, officers, steadfast members. We need people to know how important it is to be steadfast. Somebody ought to say amen. One of the reasons why we love our mothers and our fathers so much, because it doesn't matter what goes on in life, doesn't matter what happens to us, we can always depend on them to be the same. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say amen. They love us when we're good, and they love us when we're bad. They love us when we are responsible, and they love us when we're not responsible. And brothers and sisters, God wants us to be dependent upon. Can I get a witness? God wants you to be able that He can rely on you, that He can count on you, that He can trust you. Let nobody fool you. Everybody who say they are your friend is not a steadfast friend. Can I get a witness? Now everybody who smile in your face and tell you a whole lot of stuff, can I get a witness? People who will be there when the wind blows, can I get a witness? Now everybody who says they love this family will stand behind this family. Can I get a witness? We need some steadfast people when the chips are down. Some members are going to only come to church when there's something big going on. Can I get a witness? You got folks like that. They only hang around you with something big going on. Can I get a witness? But you need to have friends that you can count on. That if no one there, they'll be there. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you, when the chips are down, friends are not many. Can I get a witness? When the chips are down, don't look for a crowd. Can I get a witness? Because you see, what they did to Jesus, they'll do to you. The Bible said that they walked away from him. Is there anyone know anything about folks walking out on you? That's the time that you need them. Can I get a witness here? You better be careful how you treat folks when the chips are down in their lives, when the sun is not shining brightly in their lives. Can I get a witness? You better be careful how you treat people when the storm is rising in their life. Because you see, the storm can be at somebody's house today, but maybe at your house tomorrow. Can I get a witness? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody ought to thank God today. Somebody ought to thank God that he has helped you to be steadfast when the chips are down. Kind of hard getting folks to be steadfast when the chips are down. Kind of hard to get folks who hanging out at the beach. Can I get a witness? On Sunday morning, can I get a witness? Driving to L.A. and Orange County and San Diego on Sunday at the zoo when they ought to be in the church. Can I get a witness? Just having a good time doing what they want to do, using their time for themselves. Can I get a witness? Try to tell folks who don't honor God on Sunday when they are doing well. Try to tell them when the chips are down that they need to get up on Sunday morning, come to the church house and look for a miracle. Come to the church and ask God to speak to their troubling soul. When the chips are down, the devil knows how to maneuver that much more to keep you farther away from God. Somebody ought to hear me today. Somebody ought to hear me today. If you don't have a job, that's the reason you ought to be in church. Can I get a witness? If things not well at home, that's the reason why you ought to be at church. If there's trouble in your life, that's the reason why you ought to be in church. Can I get a witness? Somebody here today need to ask God, help me to be steadfast when the chips are down. Brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. Don't come to church just when you feel good. Can I get a witness? No, come to church because God been good. Can I get a witness? Come to church because God has commanded you to do so. Come to church because this is what you ought to do. Can I get a witness? If you don't have the right mentality when the chips are up, you won't have the right mentality when the chips are down. Oh yes, Pastor Mumford, I'm preaching now. Can I get a witness? I'm telling it like it is. I know I am. If I have to say amen by myself, I'm going to say amen. Amen, Pastor Mumford. Amen. Tell again. Yes, Paul Mumford. Amen. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If you can't get money out of people when their bank account is full, don't try to get money when their bank account is low. Somebody ought to say amen. You can't get tithes out of people when they are doing well. No longer try to talk about tithe when they're not doing well. You better learn how to walk in the way that honor God when you're doing well. Because you don't know when it's going to be a time that you're going to handle the storm, that you're going to handle low points, but you're going to handle some chips being down. Will somebody hear me today? Oh, yes. To be steadfast. Will you say steadfast? Come on, say. Steadfast. To be steadfast. When the chips are down, means not falling apart. Can I get a witness? I want to tell somebody, stop falling apart. Can I get a witness? When the chips are down, amen, and to be steadfast means not giving up, not losing faith, not losing hope, not losing confidence, not losing commitment, not losing focus. Can I get a witness? Somebody will hear me today. Matter of fact, I want to tell you, you need to read folks better. Can I get a witness? Don't hang around folks who, amen, just there for you. Amen, to get what they can out from you. Can I get a witness? You need to hang around people who are for you. Can I get a witness? People who love you when you're good. Love you when you're bad. Love you when things are going well. And love you in spite of it all. That's what I'm talking about, being steadfast. Somebody ought to hear me today. We need some more steadfast family members. Can I get a witness? They say, oh, I love mom. I love dad. But when mom gets sick, when dad gets sick, you can't find these sisters and brothers, and you can't find these children anywhere. Can I get a witness? They put the burden and the load on everybody else. Can I get a witness? We got to learn how to be steadfast. Can I get a witness? We got to learn how to stand by people when the chips are down. Somebody will hear me today. Don't be that member, that slacker, that you only can be depended upon once in every blue moon. Can I get a witness? But be a good member. Be a good soldier. Be faithful. Be committed. You ain't doing it for the preacher. You ain't doing it for the pastor. You're doing it unto God. Can I get a witness? You're doing it because God deserves it. Can I get a witness? God deserves your best. Amen. Every time you serve God, you put a star on your crown. Every time you go through the rough for God, you put a star on your crown. Every time when your body is aching and you press your way anyhow, you put a star on your crown. Every time you push your way, when the devil say don't go and the Lord said get up, you put a star on your crown. Every time it's dark and bleak in your life and look like your back is against the wall and you go on in Jesus' name, you're putting a star on your crown. Somebody hear me today. God wants you to be steadfast. Let me tell you why a lot of folks are not steadfast. Because they hang around people who are not steadfast. Can I get a witness? There are not too many models out there for being steadfast. Can I get a witness? If you were in Sunday school this morning, you heard the lesson how the people of Israel rebel and murmur against God when things went well, didn't go well in their life. They weren't steadfast when things went bad in their life. I'm speaking to somebody here today. Can I get a witness? I'm speaking to somebody here today that needs to say, Lord, help me to be a more and better steadfast person. Too many people are serving God just according to how they feel. Can I get a witness? How would you like for God to treat us like he feel? Can I get a witness? Matter of fact, just in case you don't know it, God can feel good and God can feel bad. Every time we go against him, that makes him feel bad. Every time we lift our voice and every time we do his will, we praise him. And when we praise and honor him, that makes him feel good. But let me tell you, God doesn't just bless us when we honor him. God doesn't just bless us when we treat him right. But the Bible says his mercy endureth on the just as well as the unjust. Somebody else just said, thank you, Lord, for being good to me. Thank you, Lord, for being good when I didn't deserve it. Thank you, Lord, for being there when I didn't deserve it. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing me anyhow. Thank you, Lord, when I was out there acting like a fool. Thank you, Lord, when I was just acting up. Thank you, Lord, when I didn't have a good right mind to do what I was supposed to do. Thank you, Lord, when I was shooting dopes in my van. Thank you, Lord, when I got drunk and didn't know my name. Thank you, Lord, when I was a strong all out there. Thank you, Lord. Somebody will thank him today. I said, somebody will thank him today. God is good. I said, God is good. Can I get a witness? God wants you to be steadfast when the chips are down. God wants you to trust him when the chips are down. Can I get a witness? I try to tell people, brothers and sisters, follow the word. Do what the word says. That's the way to go. Go with the word. Not what Reverend Mumford said, but go with what the Bible said. Can I get a witness? The Bible said, let God's word be true and every other man's word a lie. Can I get a witness? And if you're in God, you're in the truth. Is there anybody here in God? Can I get a witness? Is there anybody here in the faith? Is there anyone here in the word? If you're in the word, be steadfast. If you're in the word, be like God. If you're in the word, be faithful. If you're in the word, be reliable. Be dependable. Don't just be good when things are good in your life. Be good when things are not good. Be a steadfast member. Can I get a witness? I want y'all to hear me. Because sometimes people pick folks who are not steadfast. Don't be picking unsteadfast men just because their hair is slick, just because they're 6 feet, 6 feet full of mess. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Don't just be picking somebody just because they say they're a man. Man won't work. You got to work. He won't work. Man, you can't depend on when things are going bad. He's somewhere, not here, not there. You need somebody who's steadfast. I remember one time, I bought this pretty lady to my house. And I just knew that mom and dad was going to go crazy. Can I get a witness? I just knew that this star, this beauty, that they're going to say, Paul, you got something here. Bring this beautiful woman to the house as pretty as she needs to be. And mom, dad, no reaction. No reaction. No response. But you know how they do when the coast is clear. Y'all talk to me. Y'all gonna act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Can I get witness? But when the coast is clear, can I get witness? Then the real talk, the real conversation begin. Can I get witness? And it brought to my attention, well, Paul, she's pretty, but can you depend on her when it's raining? Can you depend on her, amen, when it's not so good? It's more than just pretty. Can I get a witness? It's not what's on the outside. Can I get a witness? It's what's on the inside. Somebody will hear me today. Somebody will hear me today. Ain't nothing wrong with being pretty. Ain't nothing wrong with being beautiful. But you got to be dressed up on the inside. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Some of y'all just looking at outside, looking at some man flashing you hundreds of dollars, flashing you a whole lot of roll of money. Can I get a witness? Thinking that's it. And he don't have a job. Amen. You don't know how he got that money. Can I get a witness? You don't know how you're going to keep that money. You better be steadfast. Let me tell you something here. Steadfast folks want to be around steadfast people. Unsteadfast people are always attracted to unsteadfast people. Can I get a witness? When you are stable, you want to be around stable people. When you're not stable, you'll hang around folks who are not stable. Good members want to be around good member. Faithful members want to be around faithful members. Can I get a witness? Birds of a feather flock together. Don't let nobody fool you. People who ain't faithful hang around unfaithful people. People who are not stable hang around unstable people. I've heard somebody say, well, we friends. We friends, this is the line that we have. Can I get a witness? Now, what kind of talk is that? Let me leave that alone. Can I get a witness here? Most of all, you need to stay with God when the chips are down. Don't let the devil fool you and discourage you when the chips are down. Because he know how to talk to you when the chips are down. He know how to tell you, where is God now? He know how to say to you when the chips are down, what good is that you going to church serving God? You wouldn't be in the shape that you're in now if you weren't going to church. But I come to tell somebody, be steadfast when the chips are down. When the chips are down, don't stop praying. Don't stop reading your Bible. Don't stop coming to church. Don't stop looking to God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. In the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The Bible wants you to know that God can keep you together when the chips are down. Does anybody here know that when the chips are down, God can keep your mind together? Is anyone here know that when the chips are down, God can keep you having peace of mind? Somebody ought to thank him because, amen, when the chips are down, God, amen, have helped keep you together. Somebody ought to just thank him today for just keeping you together. When you had to raise your children all by yourself, when the chips are down, God kept you together. Matter of fact, I want you to give God a hand of praise. Oh, praise him. Oh, yes, it's hard. It's hard when the chips are down. It's hard going through when the chips are down. It's hard when the money is low. It's hard when children are acting up. It's hard when there is unemployment. It's hard when your health is not good. It's hard when you have burden. It's hard when you have struggles, but I come to tell you, you can still be steadfast. Can I get a witness? Some of these things we say in church mean something. We get around saying God's good, and he's good all the time. Sometimes when the chips are down, just say God's good, and he's good all the time. You see, get ahead of the devil. Can I get a witness? You got to learn how to get ahead of the devil. Don't wait for the devil to talk to you. You talk to him. When the chips are down, say, God is good. Can I get a witness? When the chips are down, say, I love the Lord. When the chips are down, God will make a way. When the chips are down, somebody will talk to me. Because you see, you got to have some warriors. Church folks, y'all got to learn how to talk like church people. Can I get a witness? Soldiers, you got to talk like a soldier. Warriors, you got to talk like a warrior. Can I get a witness? You're not going always be able to run. You're not going to be always able to jump, but have some talking points. Can I get a witness? Somebody needs some talking points. Amen. When things get bad, say, God will. Somebody say it right now. When things look bad, he will work it out. When things are not going the way they ought to go, say, I'm going to stay with God. Can I get a witness? When things are not right, just go on and say, in the name of Jesus. The old folks used to talk like that. I remember my mother walking the floor and said, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And I picked up some of that stuff. The blood of Jesus is against the devil. The blood of Jesus is against the devil. The blood of Jesus, take your hands off God's people. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you something. It may sound crazy, but it works. I said, but it works. Can I get a witness? Look ahead. In our text, St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, 24th verse to the 27th, Jesus gives us some insight how you can be steadfast when the chips are down. Jesus brings his disciples together and get their attention. Their wise man builds his house upon a rock, and when the rain falls, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and beat upon his house, the house will not fall, because it is built upon a rock. Jesus alerted his disciples that in life, there will be times when the chips are down, but you'll make it anyhow. Because your house is built upon a rock. Our houses and lives have been through a lot. Some of y'all here this morning have been through the storms and been through the beating rain. Some of your house, so many things have hit your house. Unemployment have hit your house. Joblessness have hit your house. Maybe sickness and maybe even death have hit your house. But the reason why you still can lift your hands, the reason why you can still praise God is because your house is on rock. Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to thank God for the rock. Can I get a witness? You see, Satan knows that if you don't build upon a firm foundation, Satan knows that if your house is not on a rock, that when the storms come, and let nobody fool you, storms will come. Can I get a witness? You don't know what storm you're going to have to deal with today. But I come to tell somebody, and I hope, church, you are made up in your mind that I'm going to be steadfast. Can I get a witness? I hope I got a steadfast crowd this morning. I hope I got a steadfast church this morning. Can I get a witness? I want somebody to say, whatever comes, will or may. I'm not going to stop serving God because God has been too good to me. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to say, Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Regardless what comes will or may, I'm going to keep on holding on. Can I get a witness? And if I got to sing and sing all by myself, can I get a witness? If I got to preach and preach all by myself, if I got to testify all by myself, but if Jesus go with me, I go all the way. Is there any witness in the house today? Can I get a witness? And is there anybody here that say, I come too close and I come too far to turn around now? Can I get a witness? And Jesus says, the man that builds his house upon the sand, it can't stand the rough winds. Can I get a witness? Just in case you here this morning and you about ready to give up because it gotten hard in your life, I come to tell you, you need to make a shift. Can I get a witness? You need to make a turn. You need to make a change in your life because God doesn't want you to fall. God doesn't want you to fail. Can I get a witness? God doesn't want you to drown. I come to tell you, God wants you to make it. God wants you to get through. God wants you to be picked up. Can I get a witness? Somebody, I said somebody, you're on the sand. And you need to stop living on the sand because the sand is shaky. Can I get a witness? You can't be shaky to be a solid Christian. Can I get a witness? Don't shake, but go down and get deeper in the Lord. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness on Christ. Yeah, on Christ. I say on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That's why you got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Storms may come, the wind may blow, but keep your hands in God's hand, and God will. I said, God will. Is there anybody here? Know that God will carry you through. He's able. He's able. I trust him. I trust him. Those fleeting days may be over. I'm going to trust him. Be steadfast. Matter of fact, you need to send a signal. Send a message to the devil. When the devil start messing, you get busy. When the devil start plotting and start pulling on you, instead of falling apart, go to your soldier guide. Pick up your manual and call on Jesus. The Bible said, call me in the day of trouble, and I will answer. When death comes, call him. Can I get a witness? When sickness come, call him. When the house falls apart, call him. When friends are through, call him. And he said he will answer. Tell somebody he will. He will answer. Go to your manual, your Christian soldier's guide manual. Pick up 46 Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. Turn to 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Walk on over to Matthew. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Pick up Philippians. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Is God good or what? Pick him up again. God will supply all his needs, all your needs, according to his riches and glory. For the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. The earth is the Lord. In the fullness thereof. Come on, give God a hand. Be steadfast. There's a way that you got to get the victory. Husbands, tell your wife to be steadfast. Trust the Lord. If she won't trust him, you trust him. Wives, tell that big old husband, yo, trust the Lord. And if he won't trust him, you gonna trust him. Somebody tell somebody in the house, it's 7 o'clock. Y'all still sleeping. 8 o'clock. Y'all still in bed. By the time somebody wake up in here, it's time to get ready to go to church. So, well, now, I ain't going today. Ain't going because you don't feel like it. That's not being steadfast. People who only do what they ought to do when they feel like it are not dependable. People don't want to hire folks who only come to work when they feel like it. Hello? You got to go to work when you feel like it and when you don't, which is most of the time. Can I get a witness? You got to spend your 8 hours all day long looking at the clock, waiting for the lunch break, waiting for the dinner, waiting for the, you know, the little break. They would have a little break on the job. Some of y'all break all day long. Y'all know that. Amen. Amen. You got to be a steadfast person. You got to be a steadfast worker, a steadfast member. Some folks are more steadfast in fraternal organizations, in civic organization, than they are with God. Some people will give their all to the Mason and to the Eastern Star. I ain't talking about, but I am talking about you. You will not give what to the Eastern Star and to the Mason that you won't give to the church. Somebody will say amen. Some people put all their energy in the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. And y'all get me right. Get me right. Don't go around misinterpreting me when I have to preach my heart out like this. Can I get a witness? I'm saying you all put God first. You shouldn't put any other organization before God. You shouldn't give them more service and time and money than you will give to God. Because the church is to save souls. That's what it's all about. I don't mean harm if I step in your toes, but what I'm saying, you ought to be just as steadfast with the church as you're steadfast with other organizations. God ought to come first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all what now? These things shall be. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Come on, give God a hand of praise. steadfast when the chips are down. Somebody ought to thank God today as we open the doors of the church. Thank God for bringing you this far. How many know that had it not been for the mercies of God, that when you were down in the dumps, God stood by you? Anybody know anything about somebody, God standing by you? And as God, let me tell you something. As God has stood by you, and God, people have stood by you, you got to stand by somebody too. Don't look for people to just see about you and help you. But you got to also help people. All the time as a pastor, I deal with people in the church and in the community who always know what the church ought to do. The church ought to do this, and the church ought to do that. But they don't see that they should do some things. They always see what the church ought to do. Whatever the church ought to do is what you ought to do. If the church ought to help, then you got to help. Can I get a witness? Don't just be on the receiving end. I want y'all to hear me. Don't just be a taker. Can I get a witness? Some folks just want to take, but they never want to give. They always want to get the goods, but don't want to give out. And brothers and sisters, don't be like that. There are people in the world. They're looking for everything they can get and everything they can get free. But they're never looking for what they can do to help something. Don't be a person like that. Don't be a person that always want to grab and get for yourself. Learn how to give. Learn how to serve. Learn how to help. Learn how to be dependable. Somebody here today, matter of fact, I want y'all to pray that we be a steadfast congregation, that God will show up by people, that we won't have folks just coming to church in shifts. Can't get a witness. Coming when they feel like it. Coming when they get a feeling to come. Pray for steadfast church members. Pray for that the house of God will be steadfast. I know sometime that we all going to have to miss. Amen. Sometimes we're sick. Sometimes something happened. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about when you just home, just doing nothing. Can I get a witness? Or doing something else other than what you ought to be doing. Wives, talk to your husband. Amen. Husband ought to talk to your wife. The Bible tells you that two can't walk together unless they agree. And you all agree on the things of God. Can I get a witness? There should be no confusion about serving God. There will be no confusion about giving God your best. There will be no confusion that we tithe in this house. Can I get a witness? That's ought to be what we do because it's right to do it. Come on, give God a hand. Y'all come back to church. Don't y'all say, Pastor, I don't know what's on. I don't know. When I start preaching like this, members get all stirred up and say, what was wrong with Pastor today? Who got on Pastor? No, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth. Amen. Come on, give God another hand of praise. Just before we leave, if you're here and you have not made a commitment to serve God, to be faithful, don't look for where the grass is green. Don't look for flower beds of ease.